Hello, everybody. It is December the 16th. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. It's Wednesday night, a little bit after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That means you're listening to this show, So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
We have a very special show for you all tonight. Becca doesn't even know the theme of tonight's show.
Oh, gosh. We have a theme?
I'm springing it on you right now. Nothing but happy stories. That is
really?
The theme for tonight. I was in that. It's kind of the end of the semester. I'm exhausted. I've been yawning all day. And I figured, let's do nothing but happy, happy stories.
Okay, I'm looking at my list. And it just got shorter.
Nothing but happy,
oh, it's good.
Happy stories. So, we're going to start out with our media clip of the night. This is a certain president of the United States. Here we go.
Madam Mayor-elect, this is President Barack Obama, just calling to congratulate you on an extraordinary victory. A victory for the people of Houston as well as yourself. I think you're going to be just a great mayor. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see each other soon or talk, but I want to let you know that we are watching and very proud. Bye-bye.
That was President Barack Obama congratulating Anise Parker, who won a historic election this past Saturday night in Houston and is set to take the reins as mayor of the fourth largest U.S. city. She emphasized fiscal responsibility and her experience as a three-term controller, and she handily defeated Gene Locke in a runoff by a margin of 53% to 47%. And veteran LGBT advocate Ray Hill said, quote, "For Houston, it means we have finally reached the point where being gay cannot be used as a wedge issue to divide the community and prevent us from reaching our aspirations." Anise Parker winning an election in Houston, the fourth largest U.S. city. That's a happy story.
My dad lives in Houston.
Who did he vote for?
I'm not visiting Houston this year for the holidays.
You should. You know why?
Why?
Because Anise Parker was just elected there.
Well,
did you talk to your dad about this at all?
No, not at all. Oh. I just talked to him the other day. Maybe that's why he's driving to New Jersey.
To get away from Houston?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Driven from... No,
he
not
might have
at
gotten
all.
One of those mailers. So there were a lot of stories. This was a pretty crazy election, and this one guy sent out 35,000 mailers just about, hey, is this the city you want represented by this image? And it was Anise Parker standing with her long-term partner. And I guess the answer is...
Sure, why not?
Yes. Yes, we do. So that was a really happy story. Happy story number one.
We should have called our Houston correspondent.
Do we have a Houston correspondent?
Also known as Dad.
Oh, we should have. If you would like to be our Houston correspondent, in addition to Becca's dad, whose name is...
Jerry,
you can do that. We're always looking for different city correspondents.
Yeah.
So send us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. All right. So that was happy story number one. Then other happiness in Washington, D.C., after suffering setbacks from California to New York to Maine to our native state of New Jersey, which
That's
is not
happy.
Looking so good. Same-sex marriage supporters got a victory yesterday with the city council's vote to legalize gay marriage in the District of Columbia. Gay couples could begin tying the knot in the district as early as March. The only hurdles left to clear are the city's mayor, who has promised to sign the bill, so that's not looking like so much of a hurdle, and Congress, which has the final say over laws in the nation's capital. The district's non-voting delegate to Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, said she expects no opposition there in Congress. So this is really happy news in Washington, D.C. And there was another story that went with this one. Weddings for gay couples could generate as much as $22 million for Washington, D.C.'s economy over the next 3 years, according to the city's Office of the Chief Financial Officer. The study estimates that more than 10,000 same-sex couples from across the country would come to the nation's capital to get married over the next 3 years. $22
million. New bailout plan.
I'm telling you, that really could be the new bailout plan, is just legalizing gay marriage. So there you go. So we have an amazing, amazing guest for tonight. Singer-songwriter Athena Reich will be calling in a little bit later, and we are going to play. She's had like the most incredible week. I'm so excited to speak with her. We're going to hear all about a huge award she won
and
how her videos do. And this is the happy show. I probably should have told Athena that beforehand, but I'm not worried. This is a song called Blue-Eyed String of Pearls by Athena Reich, and here you go. That was Athena Reich singing a fantastic little ditty called Blue-Eyed String of Pearls off of her album Stranger Things Have Happened. It's one of her older albums. We're going to be playing some newer stuff coming up. I saw this poll during while we were playing the song, and I thought of you instantly. We haven't done a poll in a while, so here are the poll questions.
Oh,
this is
no.
So funny! The statement is, it looks likely that the District of Columbia, Becca, will have equal marriage by spring. Will that encourage you to tie the knot? Here are your four choices. Gosh, I wonder which one is going to be your choice. Choice number one, probably not now, but in the next few years, yes. Choice two, we've already booked travel and we're ready to spend some cash in DC too. Choice three, I'm waiting to see if the vote will stick. Or choice four, I suppose I should start dating first.
What do you got? Which
first
one do you want to go
clearly.
With? Yeah. So the what's your real choice?
What do you say? Are you judging my choice?
I'm not judging your choice.
I feel judged. No. I'm going to go with number four.
Oh, what? The hell you say? So, yes.
You're mean.
But you are with... No, I'm happy that you chose that because you are with the plurality, 48% of folks.
So we're all just lame.
Chose that.
All the poll takers.
In second place in 24%. I'm waiting to see if the vote will stick. So some cautiously optimistic people. Some more optimistic people are going to wait, 17%, probably not now, but in the next few years. And then a happy-go-lucky who should be listening to this happy show, 11% said we've already booked travel and we're ready to spend some dough in Washington, D.C. So that was a fun little poll.
Well, that's
for you.
What we're going to tell them until they vote.
By the
that's
way,
what I'm going for.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, happy Hanukkah.
And to celebrate Hanukkah, prominent lesbian rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum.
I'm really wondering where this is going.
The spiritual leader of Congregation Beth Simchat Torah, the LGBT synagogue based in New York City. She is scheduled to attend the White House Hanukkah reception today. So I didn't see the story if she actually went, but she was scheduled to go. So let's assume that she went. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will host Jewish leaders today and other reception guests on the state floor this evening. So that's really exciting. So a nice gay Hanukkah there at the White House.
Excellent.
Excellent. Good news. Here's a phrase we don't get to say that often. Good news out of Utah. This is our show of happy good news.
You know it's bad when Utah is doing better than...
No, this is great than
like
New Jersey. With an 8-0 vote, the Salt Lake County Council yesterday gave preliminary approval to legislation that would protect individuals from being fired or being turned away from housing on the basis of their sexual orientation or gender identity. The ordinance will apply to approximately 170,000 people. After Tuesday's vote, the county council must formally approve the measures in January before they can become law. So happy news out of Utah.
Indeed.
I got more. You have happy news over there you want to share with the group?
No.
No.
Not happy.
You have depressing news.
I know. I really do. You already got the happy ones that I had.
You want to balance it with one depressing one? No. It's
no,
the happy
I had,
news
No,
show.
I also have stats on Canada.
Oh. To
A
share
little bit.
With tonight's guest?
Well, one in particular,
okay.
it kind of puts us to shame. Which
all right,
is,
we'll talk about,
okay,
we should talk
we'll
about that with Athena.
Him,
we'll talk about that with Athena. Happy news out of California. This is kind of a...
Does it have anything to do with our friend over there who we will not name?
No. This
not
is
Voldemort.
Not a, this is not a Miss California. Yes, she's Miss Voldemort. Well, that's what we'll call her from right now, on Miss Voldemort. A Fresno hospital has agreed to make a change in its visitation policies after civil rights groups complained when a lesbian briefly was barred from visiting her sick partner. This is a crazy story. Kristen Orban went into an epileptic seizure on May 30th. After walking 14 miles in the Meet in the Middle for Equality march in support. So she was marching in a march in support of same-sex marriage. She had a seizure. She was then taken to this hospital, Fresno's Community Regional Medical Center, where she says employees kept her partner from seeing her right after she marched in support of same-sex marriage. She unfortunately was taken to a hospital where they prevented her partner from seeing her in the emergency room and ignored her request to talk to a doctor about her medical history. But in a letter sent to the American Civil Liberties Union and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, the nonprofit that runs the hospital said staff would be trained to ensure the rights of gay and transgender patients and their families. They're going to make sure that those rights are respected. See, that's all, folks. You just need to raise your voice and let people know, hey, that's a bad policy. Don't do that. That was a happy story. That was my
that was
my
Ken's attempt at happy.
At a happy story. Do you see the Golden Globe nominations? Do you see those?
You're just excited about Glee.
I'm so excited about Glee.
You know, we really should have changed our showtime.
No. That's fine. Well, I've never watched it. I watch it every week. I prefer watching it on not when it's live. There are less commercials when you watch it on the internet.
That's true.
So it's been such a great show. Have you you've been watching
every
week?
I'm into it now, yeah.
You're into it.
Yeah, I'm totally into it.
Have you seen Modern Family yet?
Oh,
you have to catch that one. It's so funny.
I haven't seen it anywhere. I don't know anything about it.
It's on Hulu.
Okay, I'll look on the internet machine.
Yes, you got to look on the Hulu. So that's
exciting.
That was happy news out of the Golden Globes. I started like following. I'm not on Twitter, so I still. You're on Twitter.
Accidentally. I mean, I signed up for Twitter apparently when it first came out, and I've never sent a tweet.
Yeah.
Ever. But now all these people keep saying they're following me on Twitter, and I'm like, boy, is that going to be a long wait?
Yeah, if you.
So I'm sorry if you're following me on Twitter.
Just sitting there
nothing
waiting.
Has ever happened.
If you think that we should be on Twitter, send us an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com or join our Facebook group, which if you stroll on over to thisshowisogay.com and click on contact, you can just link right up to our Facebook group, which
do
has
we
like
have
500
we can say
something people.
140 characters or less?
No, not really. We don't really do the short.
It would just be alphabet soup. It would be, oh my gosh. It would be
WTF main.
WTF NJ.
LOL Fresno. So
I can't even come up with these fast stuff. Okay.
All right. We are going to play another song by Athena Reich. This is actually a cover song. This is The Logical Song, and we are going to talk to her about The Logical Song, probably right after this song is done.
Okay.
Enjoy.
So wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, joyfully, oh, playfully watching me. And then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. And then they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, oh, clinical, oh, intellectual, cynical.
Good stuff. Good stuff. You ready to welcome a guest?
I am so ready.
Guest, are you there?
I am here.
Let's introduce you. Athena Reich is a singer, songwriter, actress, TV host and personality, songwriting teacher. She, my gosh, does it all. She's appeared on the Food Network. She's been the host and a contestant on $12 Challenge, which she won. You did. That was pretty good, by the way. That was good. This past October, she released her fifth CD, Little Girl Dreams. One of the songs off that album, which we're going to play a little later, Love is Love, just won Best Outstanding Pop Song at the Out Music Awards. And the very colorful video for that song is number one right this very second on the charts on MTV's Logo Network. Athena Reich, welcome to the show, So Gay.
Thank you so much.
What an absurdly exciting time to have you on the show for you. Are you sleeping?
That's like the best intro ever. What?
Are you sleeping? I would just be so pumped up.
I'm not sleeping. And it's funny, as you were like just introducing me, like this huge, like momentous introduction, I thought about how just like 10 minutes ago, I was getting something from my closet on a chair and I fell right on my butt.
No, you didn't.
See, the beauty of radio is you didn't have to fess up to
we
that.
Didn't even know.
No, I think, isn't it funny? Isn't it ironic? Isn't that funny that I get this big intro and I'm thinking, that's so funny that I just fell on my butt.
you have to tell us how excited. I mean, I just kept looking and then there was this accolade and then the song, the video was number one and we're like, oh, and she's going to be on our show.
I know. And yet I can't stand. I fall on my butt. But like, I can't sleep. No, it's amazing. It's so exciting. And I'm getting tons of press. This week is crazy. My Sassy Public Relations is my press person, and he's just getting me. I'm on about.com this week. And
oh, let's talk about about.com, which called you, and I quote, practically a lesbian household name.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. I thought, oh my God, now I'll really get a girlfriend, right? Like, it's advertising for me, right? If they all know me, then my true love will find me.
I think so. I think we can write your tagline of just Athena Reich, pick her up after she falls on the floor. Something like that.
I need someone to pick me up.
She needs someone to pick her up. Oh, and by the way,
Bruce Butt.
Yes, and oh, and also her videos number one. Just throw that in, just slip it right in there. How cool is that? That you, first of all, can we talk about this video? You didn't know this because I sprung this even on Becca at the start of this show. I hereby dubbed this the happy show. Sometimes we do some of the depressing gay news that's out there and we try to cover everything, but I was not about it today because we figured I watched your video and I said, this is going to be our happy show. It's nothing but good news. How happy is that video?
That video is ridiculously happy. Oh my gosh.
I feel happy. Like, when I feel happy, I feel very happy. You know, I did all the artwork for that.
You did?
You know that? Yes, the flowers and the backdrop and the, like, everything, all the visual art, I did that. And it makes me happy, too. I watch it, and I'm like, I laugh at the part where we're, like, in the garden and we're going back and forth with the the stick, and we're doing the kind of like vaudevillian, like, you know what I mean?
That's the fun part. Oh, I love that part.
I always watch that and I laugh and I'm like, this is my own video, but I think it's really funny.
Oh, it looked like you were having a lot of fun.
Did you not have
that
a blast doing it?
We did have a blast doing it. It was so much fun. I love any time there's a camera on me. I feel so complete and happy.
I have to tell you, I was watching one of my favorite clips of yours. I know it's so random, but like, I loved the clip where you were talking about how you invested in real estate.
Oh, yeah, on Fox Business News.
I loved it. It was just so funny. I called my partner, and I'm like, we don't have money in real estate. What are we doing?
Have to invest, and you have to invest now. Now's the time to buy. That was a really fun thing, to be on Fox Business News, because that guy, do you see how I was fighting him?
Yes!
He was all being all, like, Fox Newsy, and, like, the economy's going to fall, we're all going to die, and everything sucks, and, you know, and I was, like, fighting him. I'm like, no, you can still buy a deal. Like, this is what I did, because you know, I bought this and I flipped it and I own real estate and I rent it out, and if you're smart about it, you can do it. And he's like, no. And I was like,
yes,
I'm up for the challenge.
That was so funny, because I don't think, it's almost like he didn't know what he was getting into, and you saw it on his face, and it was awesome. I loved it.
You just took advantage of that Fox guy. Huh?
It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, I know it's Fox News, and I'm up for the fight. Let's go.
Now, you know, right, that you exude happiness.
Do I? It's just because I have a big mouth.
Oh, okay.
I smile. It's big. It's just genetic. It's the shape of my face.
We would like to know. See, we have this theory that at least 40% of your happiness was due to you being Canadian.
Yes.
Oh, that actually is true. If you go to that's true. We're happier. We smile. You know what? We're less violent. Like all the little children's songs and children's games, they're like the same, but they have less violence to them.
So how is it being a happy Canadian in New York City?
Well, a lot of crazy people think that they're going to, like, that I'm going to give them money. Because if you walk down the street...
Oh, yeah.
With a smile.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah. No, actually, I actually make amazing amount. Like, I just make great friends everywhere.
Are you smiling in New York City?
Yeah.
They allow this?
I'm upset. Sometimes I'm grumpy and mad, you know?
Don't ruin the image I have of you.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm just picturing you, like, flouncing down the street in New York with a big cartoon flower in your hand.
No, but I am like that. Like, my friends and colleagues and stuff, people I work with, they say that it's like I'm a big exclamation mark.
Oh, look at that. That is such a great compliment.
That is.
Yeah.
So what are your favorite haunts? Where do you like to play in New York City?
Oh, I love to play in so many places. I mean, I'm playing pianos coming up. I play Don't Tell Mamas.
Oh, I love Don't Tell Mamas.
Yeah. I could never. Sidewalk Cafe did my CD release there, and they did an amazing. That's actually my favorite place to play because the sound was so good, and they were so nice, and they even it was all ages. So I had, because I teach, you know, I give music lessons to little kids.
Yeah.
And so I had like these 7-year-olds and their parents come, and it was like 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday night, and it was so cool. So I did this like all ages show, and it was, the little kids were sitting up front, and it was so cute. And the parents said, you know, I think my child was actually like moved. Like,
no. He
was asking me questions and like.
We love that story.
Yeah.
He was like moved. And she was like, I think he was really moved by it. And then like the next time in the lesson, he was like, I'm making mistakes. And I said, that's okay. We all make mistakes. He said, not you. Not when you perform. And I said, yes, I did. That night I made a mistake and you didn't notice. And he couldn't believe me. It was so cute. But I told him, I do. Everybody makes mistakes.
Okay. Everybody makes them. Now tell us, what do the out music awards mean to you? Because I've talked to people, you know, I was in New York City for many, many years and have had many conversations with folks just about those awards. And some people avoid them, and I never really got that. I never really got that of just... And
oh,
we've actually...
they don't want to be gay or
exactly,
something?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
That's so right now. I think that there's... I mean, first of all, I am who I am, and a big reason I became an artist was, you know, I was like a teenager growing up, and I had like a difficult childhood, and I was different or whatever. I mean, I had friends, and I like wasn't about that. It was just about the complexities of my childhood. And I would watch things on TV, like Friends or whatever,
right.
and I would just be like, they look so like I feel like such a crazy person compared to them. Like there is no media at the time in like the 80s and the 90s that I felt really represented my life experience. And so one of the reasons I wanted to become an artist, and I always wanted to be an artist, since I was 4, actually, by the way, but one of the things I really felt moved to do as an artist was to be a part of the media that reflects my life experience and therefore will reflect and empower other people who are gay, who, you know, maybe were abused, and I know it's a happy show, I can't talk about that, but
it's okay.
Difficult childhoods or whatever, or who had, like, broken homes, divorce, like, anything, come on, like, please, let's just be open about this.
Right.
So for me to hide being gay would be, like, defeat the entire purpose of part of why I want to be a public figure and why I enjoy it and what I enjoy about it, which is really, you know, telling the truth about my life, and then I get emails and people coming to me in tears and saying thank you so much for articulating stuff I couldn't even articulate, you know, through your songs and your show, and you just said things that I didn't even know I felt, and like, you know, so that's why I do it. So for me, the whole thing about pretending not to be gay, which is, it's just, it's stupid. It's like, because to me, that's part of why I want to be public, is I want to help, like, little gay teenagers who feel bad about themselves and stuff, you know?
And you're doing that.
And you can be happy, you know?
And just how amazing is it to know that you, Athena, are doing that? I mean, you are helping LGBT youth just by being out, by singing your music.
That's what I want to do. That's just all I ever want to do.
Oh, it's, you know, fantastic.
But
it's,
you are already doing that.
You're doing, God, you have so much more to do. My gosh. See, and then on the other side of the spectrum, there was this great article on advocate.com today just about the dichotomy between the controversies around Adam Lambert and his performance on the American Music Awards, and how they blurred out the kiss, his kiss with, I don't even remember if it was a keyboardist or a drummer or something like that. And then comparing it to Madonna and Britney, and one of the quotes that on there was, in the celebrity industrial complex, being identified as gay is still a liability, but playing with it can be seen as a buzz booster. And I just was reading that, and I'm like, oh, you know, yeah. I'm not really, this show is not a buzz booster.
That sucks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? He's just blazing a trail, and give it 5 years. Like, I mean, like Melissa Atters said, you know, about Adam Lambert, and I totally agree with her. She said, you know, he's different because all of us, you know, me, Ellen, Rosie, you know, et cetera, we waited until we became famous and I was secure in our careers, and then we came out.
Yeah.
And she was like, kudos to Adam Lambert for being an up-and-coming artist and coming up from the get-go. And she goes, and he's going to get some flack. Just like, remember Ellen came out and she was already famous at her TV show, and she got flack for
fame. Oh, yeah.
It took a couple years for America to quote-unquote, forgive it, like it's something you have to forgive. And they love her, and they know she's gay, you know. But, like, he's just blazing a trail.
He really is.
He's going to get some hate. But come on, in 2 years, it's going to be okay to be an out gay artist from the start. I mean,
don't you think?
It is.
Yeah. So, Ned, what's been your star moment? Who have you been starstruck by? Which singer-songwriters? Yeah, which singer-songwriters have you met that you're like, oh, my God, this was just incredible?
Well, an incredible thing just happened, like, last week in my crazy, amazing week.
Tell us.
Well, Stephen Schwartz called me. You know him?
Of course.
He wrote Wicked and Helen Pippin. And, and this is all off the record. Like, it's not an official because he doesn't give quotes to artists. But I can talk about just as an anecdote.
We like anecdotes.
He called me and he just like left it because I met him. We did a show together like a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
He came up to me like, I love your voice. I love your songwriting. So he gave me his like contact information. So I mailed him my Little Girl Dreams album and he called me, left this like long message. And he said, your CD is terrific. You are like, you have so much talent and so much charisma, and you really ought to be considered for Wicked.
Oh.
So, you know, for Alphaba, so we've been emailing, and I've, like, been auditioning for Alpha for Wicked, and, like, so that just is, like, I'm, like, wow. Like, no matter what happened, Stephen Schwartz loves me, and he's helped, you know, he wants to help me, and I just, like, that's the coolest thing, right?
That is the coolest thing.
Yes. And when you're in Wicked, we're coming.
He loves my songwriting and he loves my voice. I'm like, okay.
He has not, I'm telling you right now, he has not called me in like weeks at this point.
I know. He does not call people. Like, this is not, nobody like bug him or anything because I don't want him to hate me for like telling the story. But like, I'm just saying that like, I feel really, really honored because this is the kind of phone call that like anyone would adore to receive them.
Oh, yeah, no.
Now, if I ever get a bad review or anything, I feel like, whatever, Stephen Schwartz loves me, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, no, he used
did
to.
Did you save the voicemail?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Save it, and I'm afraid it's going to, like, erase in 30 days. I don't know what to do. I need to record it, like,
If there's some way to laminate that, you got to laminate that. But yeah, no, he used to.
On my wall is like an MP3. How do you do that? I don't know.
You'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. He used to call me all the time, every like Tuesday night, and say, "Oh, you would be perfect for Madame Morrible," and I would say, "Steven, I have a show to do." So
he's like my wizard. He's like, if you know
that is. Oh yeah. Oh, that's a great. Oh, great story. Great story. All right. So now you have to tell us about some of your music. We've been playing your music all night long. And you have to tell us about some of these song choices.
What would you play?
Well, we kicked off tonight with Blue Eyed String of Pearls. And the game of our show is you need to tell our listening audience what these songs say about Athena Reich. So what does Blue-Eyed String of Pearls say about Athena Reich?
Blue-Eyed String of Pearls, I wrote when I was 16 years old. I was visiting my mother's relatives who live in Allentown, Pennsylvania, although I'm Canadian, my parents are from the States, so I have a dual citizenship.
Very cool.
And they are, my great-grandparents were Amish, Mennonite.
Oh.
And my grandparents were like fundamentalist Christians. And all the sad families, fundamentalist Christians, very loving, warm people, but a lot of trauma, a lot of issues, a lot of really, really intense craziness. And if they're listening now, I love you.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of trauma; it cannot be denied. And I wrote that song about that, and because I remember just once at a family gathered, I looking around, I was like, weird, we all have blue eyes. Like, even the people we've married, like, every single, there was, like, 25 of us, and there was, like, kids, parents, in-laws, like, you know, and I'm like, everybody has blue eyes. And then I just, this image of this blue-eyed string of pearls and, like, kind of, like, about God kind of choking us and not, and wanting to be free in these broken dreams, and, like, my grandmother being really smart and, like, talented musically but not able to pursue it, and, like, just this kind of, like, ancestral thing of broken dreams and me feeling this calling to take that intensity, that repressed intensity, and be the artist in the family, you know?
It really, I have to tell you, it is my favorite of all of your songs.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
I love that song. I love that song. Now, and one of my favorite covers is the Logical song.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you choose that one to cover?
I grew up listening to that. I mean, my parents, you know, we're sort of around in the 60s or whatever, and they played Supertramp, and I have that LP, and, you know, Breakfast in America, and it's a friggin' great song. And I looked it up on iTunes, and, like, no one's covered it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, Goldmine, like, this is amazing. I love this song. It's so me, because it's kind of theatrical in a way. There's a theatrical element.
Absolutely.
To it. You know, watch what you say, or they'll be calling you a radical. It's like setting the scene, you know, and it's all about who am I, like the struggle of who am I, and it's just, I don't know, there's something so sweet about that melody and that song. And
love it.
I just adore it, and I just wanted to cover it. Yeah, it feels like it's me because it's pop, but it's quirky.
It's a quirky pop.
It's a good one, yeah.
It's a good one. And then the song that will play you out, I mean, you just can't talk about this song enough. We haven't yet played it. Love is Love. I mean, come on. You just you can't talk about that song enough.
You know what? On your website, you said that it was okay to go and vote multiple times for that video.
Yes.
And I'm very guilty of doing that.
Oh, you rock. If you vote 100 times, I will mail you a free autograph.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think I quite hit the button 100 times, right, but I'm did get it. In a little feedback loop time. There.
Get you got to go back. Go back.
I mean, that's to anybody who's listening. Any of the listeners out there, if you vote on the logo website in the clip list, and you vote for my Love Is Love video, at least if you vote 100 times, just send me an email and let me know, and I'm going by the honor system, and I will mail you a personally autographed CD of Little Girl Dreams.
Love it. Tell us something that you haven't told anybody else about that song.
Oh, my gosh. I can think about this.
Where were you sitting when you wrote it?
Okay, yeah, I haven't talked about that.
Yay.
I co-wrote it with Lorraine Farrow, who is like, I just love to surround myself with teachers and always learn. And she is a songwriting master. She's multi-platinum songs and yada, yada. And, like, so we were sitting in her living room, and I was in a relationship at the time, and she was in a relationship at the time, and we were just talking about, you know, our feelings and what we were going through, and we were saying, you know, the whole thing is, like, you know, whether you, because she's straight and I'm gay, and, like, you know, we were just saying that we have exactly the same issues in our relationships, and, like, the whole gay marriage thing is just so stupid, because all of us are children, students, learning the mystery of love, and this whole, really, like, it's so self-righteous to think you could tell somebody not to love somebody else,
right, because right.
like, how dare you throw a stone, basically, because are you an expert in love? Like, nobody is. Like, ask anybody in a love relationship, and they will be like, I'm happy, but there's this issue we're working toward. We're working through this issue. Like, everybody, it's the biggest, most important challenge or project of your life, you know? And if you're honest about it, you will not be self-righteous about it and throw stones. You will look at your own relationship and how to improve it. So, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Athena, you have this spirit about you that is just so tangible. It's just fantastic. I mean, you exude this just joyful spirit. It's such an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
It was really fun. You guys were really great to talk to.
We love you. You are love. Athena Reich is love. We're going to play Love is Love. It's going to play her out. You really are. I want to go back to it. You really are making a difference in the lives of not just LGBT youth, but folks out there everywhere. Just being an out artist, singing about love, and not just that, but really meaning it. And having people being able to listen to your songs and know she's not faking this. She actually means this. And it's an absolute pleasure. We're so thankful, Athena.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show. It was so great.
Oh, where should folks go to learn more about you? We need to do Athena plugs. Where should folks go to learn more about you?
Oh, my God. Go to my website. Everything is on my website, athenareich.com, athenareich, like cat.
And we'll be linking to it from our website.
Yeah, we will link to it when we post our podcast tomorrow.
Facebook, I just started like a fan page, and it has actually, like, you can listen to all my music on my fan page. It's really exciting.
Nice.
If you just go Athena Reich, you know, on my fan page, and I'll actually upload interviews and like photos and everything. And there's so much going on. I'm making my second video where we have auditions this Saturday in New York City. For dancers, it's going to be a dance video with Michael Lawrence directing and Maria Kalas. Oh God, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she's worked.
She's great.
With Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, she's amazing.
I was just going to say,
Ken and I are on our way.
No,
down
see, that's
this
so
Saturday.
Funny that you said that, Becca, because I was just about to say, oh, what part do you have? Oh, she's looking for dancers. Okay.
Looking for dancers for this particular. We're doing a Logical song.
Are you? Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I should send her the video of you dancing.
I'm telling you, if you are in the middle of filming, Athena, and you're thinking, you know, what we're really missing is just a mean box step, call me.
I will.
Okay. All right, everybody, go over to athenareich.com. You can link to it off of our website and check out all the great things that she's doing. Athena Reich, what an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
And keep getting this recognition. You so deserve it. You so deserve it.
I'm going to go vote the other...
Yes, go vote 100
times. However many times I need to.
100 times, everybody.
I think what great Christmas present. I could autograph it to somebody. This is for all the listeners out there. Like... personally autographed to anybody, like, it doesn't have to be for you. It could be a Christmas present. You know?
No. It's for me. It's for me. I have to get in on this before you're so famous that you forget about that time you interviewed
on that
this show.
Local
it's okay.
Vermont show. Athena, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for calling in. Here's wishing you the best holiday season.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great holidays.
See ya.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We all know love is patient. We all know love is kind. No one tells you love is crazy and can catch you from behind. They say one man, one woman, it's unnatural to love your own. But I've been with boys, I've been with girls, and love is ruled by love alone. Love is ruled by love alone. This abstract work of art, you can only find its beauty painting with your broken heart. And if you stay wide open to everything that it could be, it might grace you with its presence. Love don't make no guarantees. Love don't make no guarantees.
That is love. Is love. Is love. Is love. Athena Reich. Fantastic.
Indeed.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's actually pretty much it for us, folks, because the snow is coming down and we want to be able to get home. So we hope that you are having a great week. We hope you're having a great Wednesday. We hope that this happy show, it's our brief prelude into happiness. It won't stick.
Is there
going
to be more?
No, that's it.
Oh.
That's it. That was our whole show devoted to happiness.
No, I meant happy in the future.
Oh, sure. Well, every now and then we'll throw in another happy story. We have amazing guests coming up. If you're
we'll
not
just have to
guests,
have Athena on again. Every time the news gets really depressing,
we'll have her on.
Quick, get Athena on.
Inject some happiness into this show, So Gay. So that's it for us, folks. Get out there. Do happy, happy things. Be a happy, happy person. And remember, why be happy? No, that's
not it.
You can
be
so happy. And also remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?